New York City to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Here we are. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. How are you on this Tuesday, the 10th day of April, 2018? My name is Tom Sullivan, and the question is, should Donald Trump fire? Well, there are three suspects here. One is Jeff Sessions, who he has, man, he's all but told him he wanted to fire him. He's tried to push him out. He's tried to do everything he possibly could to get rid of Jeff Sessions. Sessions isn't going anywhere, so if he wants to get rid of him, he's going to have to fire him. Rod Rosenstein, both he and Sessions were appointed by Donald Trump. Now Trump's unhappy with both of them. Should he fire Rod Rosenstein? Rod Rosenstein is the boss of the special counsel, Bob Mueller, and so the president has the authority to do all of that. There's a people on the right and the left are saying it would be political suicide. It would be best, according to Jonathan Turley, for him to just be quiet and not say anything and try and stay from creating more problems for himself. Turley has no use for Michael Cohen and thinks he's a lousy lawyer. Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway, has gone into this whole business about whether or not Cohen's offices were protected under attorney-client privilege, and George Conway makes the argument, nope, they are not protected from a no-knock FBI raid. There are occasions, he says, when effective law enforcement may require the issuance of a search warrant for the premises of an attorney who the attorney is subject of an investigation, or who also or may be engaged in the practice of law on behalf of clients. So this attorney-client relationship is an interesting one. Where is my cut sheet? This is Asha Rangappa. She is a Yale lawyer, says there are limits to the attorney-client privilege.
Attorney-client privilege is not dead. It's just that sometimes it doesn't apply in particular circumstances. So first, the attorney-client privilege is between the attorney and the client. When the attorney is representing you on a matter, and if you waive it, for example, if you disclose the contents to a third party, if there are emails where you've CC'd someone, you know, you've now waived the privilege in that regard. There's also something called a crime fraud exception, which means that you can't use your attorney to facilitate or cover up the commission of a crime. So, you know, for example, you can tell your attorney that you killed somebody, and that confession is going to be covered by the scope of the privilege. But your attorney can't help you figure out how to dispose of the body in a way that you're not going to get caught. That becomes a new crime, and that is going to be subject to a crime fraud exception that will pierce the, that will make the privilege not apply to those things. So some kind of waiver or exception would have applied in the case of getting communications between Trump and his attorney.
So just remember, when you murder somebody, do not ask your lawyer to help you dispose of the body, because then, if the attorney's involved in a crime, the privilege is gone. The privilege goes away. So that's what they are saying, is that Michael Cohen was involved in a crime. New York Times says this is all about the two women, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. It's not some major crime against the country. It's two flings. Money was paid, hush money was paid, and stories were made up. The part it gets, I think this is where you get technically you're right, but stretching the reality of the law. In other words, the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. The letter of the law, if you go in, if you are Michael Cohen, and you go into a bank and you say, I would like to take out a $130,000 home equity line. Well, okay, Mr. Cohen, what are you going to use the money for? Well, I'm going to use it to remodel my home. And they're good with that. And they use that in their underwriting, and they say, loan approved, here's your $130,000. And you take the $130,000, and instead of remodeling your home, you give it to Stormy Daniels. Did you defraud the bank? You cannot lie to a bank when you're getting a loan. And I use that example because of the fact that Michael Cohen is, in fact, doing a very expensive remodel of his home. So who knows what they're doing here? If they are using this as a way to, fire one over the bow at Donald Trump, or whether they really, 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 really do have some big criminal activity on the part of Michael Cohen. 855-295-6600. Let's talk to Robert in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you think?
Okay, here's what I think. I'll tell you what I think. All we heard before this whole thing started was Trump cheated, Trump stole the election, it's not fair, he did this. Now we've deviated from that far away. All this other stuff is nonsense. It's got to stop. Because if they don't find anything on Cohen, they're just going to keep going. It ends now. Trump fires everybody tomorrow. Rosenstein fired. Sessions fired. Let the cards fall where they may. In 2 years, he runs for president again. If everybody thinks he was wrong, then he doesn't get elected. And if everybody agrees that this is all nonsense, then he gets elected, and that's the end of it. This is what should have been done to Hillary Clinton. But no, Loretta Lynch was able to investigate Clinton. There was no special prosecutor for that. There should have been no special prosecutor for this. And as far as I see it, this is all nonsense.
I like your point about the fact that let him do what he wants to do and let the voters decide whether they support him or not. But there's one other, I like that point, Robert, but there's one other little problem, and that's called November. And November, I would follow your point, is that people, it gets a little more muddy because people would say, well, I support the president, so I'm going to vote for a Republican for Congress, so that the Democrats don't get a majority. If the Democrats get a majority, they will want to start an impeachment, not 2 years from now, but 6 months from now.
Now, you're right, without a doubt. Now, what he has to simply come out and say, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm letting everybody know that if you're with me, you will vote Republicans in November. And if you're against me, then you're going to vote Democrats. I'll get impeached, and that's the way the cards are. Because otherwise, this is going to go on for four. It's going to be Cohen. Who's going to be next? They're going to go after his six-year-old son or whatever. This is totally out of hand. I mean, collusion. Where does it end?
I don't know.
You could do this to every president. You know what? You should do this to every president. As soon as a guy gets elected, hire a special counsel to see what he did 12 years ago. Who cares? Who cares about Stormy Daniels?
That's the thing about this. I don't think anybody is not aware of what probably took place is that he had a fling with both of these women. Okay. Right. Long time ago when he was a real estate developer in New York. Okay. But people also knew that about Bill Clinton before they voted for him, and they still voted for him. There's a lot of this that is not a surprise. I don't know why. I said this the other day kind of flippantly, but I was thinking about it later, and I thought, no, why doesn't Donald Trump just come out and say, yeah, I had a fling with him, what's it to you? And watch the media all scramble.
Yeah,
seriously.
You know what it means? I'm going to tell you what it means to me. I'm a New York. I'm from New York. When I heard he paid $150,000.
Uh-oh. We're getting a wobbly line. Say that again, Robert. We lost your signal a little bit. Or maybe we really lost the signal. Ah! We'll have to get the New York story later. TK in Missouri. Hello, TK. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom, it's like visiting with an old friend.
Good.
What you're seeing is nothing but tyranny. Just like Carlos and Ron and Robert that was just on there, I'm in the same boat with them. I tell you what, this is nothing but tyranny. The guy that's the head of the FBI there and so on, they ain't any different than the KGB. You're seeing it right over again.
They're taking this guy down.
The Democrat Party is nothing but a bunch of socialist communists that's taking it over.
Well, I don't want you look seeing, at look at I think you need to be more bipartisan, my friend, because if you remember right, it was the Republicans that were gathering together at the RNC to figure out how to keep Donald Trump from being nominated.
You're right. You're right on.
Well, they haven't gone away. Right on, they still don't like him. They still don't like him.
Right on. It's that bunch up there in Washington, the Washington cabal, and their Democrats and Republicans together. And the fact the old that's ahead of the Senate, he's one of the worst.
Mitch McConnell.
And it's right on down.
Yeah, everything has been just hunky dory till this guy came along, and they don't like it.
Well, see that what he is, he's an outsider, Tom.
Yes,
and they want this stuff to stay the same old way it's been for the last 15, 20, 30 years, and they don't want some newcomer coming in and shaking things up. We don't want that, and we're going to make damn sure that nobody else is going to try this. We're going to put him through so much hell that nobody will even think about trying to do what President Trump has done.
Well, here's the problem. Because Donald Trump was a real estate developer, not only in New York, but globally. And he was known as kind of a party guy, a ladies' man. I mean, he hit all the nightclubs, all that sort of stuff. So his past, there's all kinds of fruit there to go back and hold it up and say, see.
Oh, sure.
But it all started off with, was there Russian collusion with the Trump campaign?
Oh, yeah.
That's all they were supposed to look at.
Yeah, and that's all been trumped up by the press and the Democrat Party. Yeah.
They're still hoping and praying that they can connect it, but so far they haven't been able to do it, even though some of Trump's pals are a little questionable. I think you're right. I'm right there with you, TK. You expressed it very well, but I got to hit the break. We will be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand.
I know there's the president's got to be frustrated. I know a lot of you Trump supporters are frustrated. But there's some people that have done business with Trump in New York over the years. I just tell you, the one that always comes to mind is Felix Sater. I mean, there are some people that I think are worthy of our government going, what's this guy up to? I think Carter Page was acting classic for that's what you have the CIA and the NSA and others checking these people that are doing business with Russian spies. What are they up to? I think those are worthy goals of our government to keep track of people that are hanging out with Russian spies. Whether they did anything or not about the campaign is for the investigators to figure out. But very much like Watergate, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they don't come down with, well, he already has, with indictments on Manafort and Rick, what's his name? I don't remember his name now. Gates. I mean, those are the kinds of things. Papadopoulos. I don't know how deep this is going to go. But Michael Cohen doesn't have any friends, and if he did go in and use the money in a way that he did not tell the banks about, well, that's illegal. I don't know if you or I did that, whether the FBI would raid our businesses. Sean Hammy says, here's my problem with all this pressure to stop the investigations. If nobody broke any law, then they should not be worried. In fact, if nothing comes out of it, it will bolster Trump and his administration. Whining about it won't help Trump at all. That's true. Now, there's a lot of people are sending me things about how Mueller was involved in investigations of some Boston people that involved some corrupt FBI people. So, I would not want Bob Mueller investigating me. I've never committed any crime, but I still would be uncomfortable with him. But if you haven't done anything wrong, say, bring it on, man. Take a look at my background. All you want, just dig. You won't find a darn thing. Let's talk to Jim in Sparks, Nevada. Jim, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I think the reason why a lot of people are frustrated is because Clinton was given weeks to turn in her hard drive in which she bleach-bitted it and erased all her information, and they knocked Trump's doors down to get this information.
Yep.
What if they said, Trump, you have 2 weeks to give your hard drive, your Cohen's hard drive, and he bleached it before he turned it in? What would have been the reaction then? Would they have handled it Clinton white gloves?
Sure. Oh, yes. You're absolutely right. It seems like there's a double standard going on here. And I have thought out loud on this program before about how I don't know what Mueller's looking at. Maybe he is looking at Hillary. But so far, there's not a scintilla of evidence that he's asking about Hillary.
Well, Tom, you say that you're worried about money transactions. Are you trying to tell me that there's no crooked money transactions with the Clinton Foundation?
Of course.
The news
that came out last night is that Mueller is looking into a $150,000 payment made from a Ukraine oligarch for Donald Trump to appear on remote camera at some event this oligarch was having, and that the money went through Michael Cohen. And I'm thinking to myself, isn't that
$500,000 that the Russians gave Bill Clinton to speak?
This is $150,000. Not that if one is right or one is wrong. It's that this is the exact same thing that people are talking about. Look at what the Clintons have done, and yet Mueller's investigating this oligarch from Ukraine on one payment.
And if Trump did receive money from a Russian, was there a portion of the United States plutonium on the table?
By the way, guess where the money went? It went into the Trump Foundation. So it says
Foundation got $500,000.
I don't know what are you doing to your phone? You're making all kinds of noise.
It's windy here.
Is it windy? Oh, that, in any case, but it's the exact same point, though. You're making the point perfectly, Jim. This is exactly what the Clintons did times steroids. And
so investigate everybody fairly, and people like what's happened is that this whole FBI mess has pushed Republicans and Democrats deep into a corner.
Yep, they have. I'll give you that. Jim, thank you. I appreciate the call.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. Thanks for coming by. So, firing Mueller, firing Sessions, firing Rosenstein. Chris Steyerwalt puts out a daily political rundown. And his piece today just came across my inbox. And it says, what firing Mueller would mean for the GOP. I mean, it's very long. Let me see if I can cut through this. It's not to say Trump has also seen other confidence brought into the scandal, including his son. Not to say the president is not hearing from some very loud, very angry voices telling him to brook a constitutional crisis and smash the probe before it reaches even deeper into his inner circle. Many of his friends and advisors believe Mueller is a crook and represents nothing more than the deep state usurping power by any means necessary. So in a Quinnipiac University poll out today, he said, you got to be careful, Donald Trump, because it's been quite a while since things have looked this good for the Republicans. Quinnipiac University, Trump's approval rating, 41%. Those numbers roughly match halftime report scorecard. reflect a general improvement for Donald Trump and his party since hitting the skids late last year. While Republicans face tough odds in holding on to the House of Representatives, their chances for expanding their Senate majority look pretty good. Americans are optimistic about the economy, generally pleased with the Republican tax cuts, and according to the Quinnipiac poll, less concerned about his foreign policy, immigration, and trade stances than even just a few months ago. So, as the poll says, Americans not only believe Trump had an extramarital affair with a sex worker in 2006 and that he paid to cover it up, but overwhelmingly, Americans don't care about these facts. And as things get better for Donald Trump and Republicans, voters, however, are showing little sympathy for the constant complaints about Mueller. 69% of the voters think the president should not fire special counsel, including a majority of Republicans. So what Steyerwald is saying is Republicans are doing better. Trump is doing better. They have a good chance of not only holding the Senate, but expanding their majority in the Senate, which would block any impeachment effort by the House. So, and people believe Stormy Daniels' deal, but they just don't care about whether he did it or not. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Clinton in Lodi, California. Hi, Clinton.
Hey. That's to say that I don't think he should fire Mueller just because, you know, he's just going to be replaced, and same thing for Rosenstein and, you know, so on and so forth. Just let it play out. And I'd have to say that he just needs to play with fire, you know, fight fire with fire and maybe investigate them. Or, I'd have to say that, like this girl that, you know, that's saying this, that she had an affair with him and stuff. And
people don't care. People don't care.
And I'd have to say that even after Trump gets, finishes term and everything, I'd say we'll just put him back in office and do another 4 years. And then after those 4 years, put Mike Pence in there, do another 8 years, just to deny them of their, you know, their agendas. I don't even care if Trump is even fulfilling my agendas anymore. You know, they're wasting my money, you know, just on this crap. So
there is somebody that could do that investigation, and I'm a little bit puzzled about why it's not being handled more aggressively, and that is the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions. Now, he did appoint this U.S. attorney out in Utah to go take a look at these matters regarding Hillary and the emails and the uranium and the pay to play and all that sort of stuff. But it's been done with very little fanfare. Maybe the guy's working diligently and digging up all kinds of information that can be used, it's not being promoted. It's not being talked about by anybody.
I would imagine they're not going to expose their hand. It just makes me mad that spend all this money and, you know, this huge debt and just keep on spending this money on this investigation. Hillary is just walking free.
They have found some things, but I guess I'm looking for a much bigger dog to bring into this than what they found. They found, General Flynn quasi lied. I mean, even the investigator said, well, we're not even sure he knew he was not telling us what we already knew. And Papadopoulos, the only guy that they looks like they've got in their crosshairs big time is Manafort, which had to do with his old days of being accused of laundering money. But everybody else is kind of small time stuff. And if they've gone in with all these raids into Michael Cohen's office, and nobody seems to like Michael Cohen, but if it was overpaying Stormy Daniels, I mean, it just seems like we're dealing with jaywalking tickets here.
Pretty much. They just need to just let it go. Leave it alone.
Well, maybe so.
It's ruining this country.
Yeah, it's making the left and the right fight even more. Clinton, thank you. Always appreciate your call. Let's get Henry in here from Bay City, Michigan. Hello, Henry.
How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great.
I can't believe that we're giving this Stormy Daniels as much media attention as we are. Growing up, my parents would have called her a high-paid hooker.
Yeah.
That's what she is.
Yeah.
When you get paid to have sex, you're a prostitute.
Right.
Her attorney is no better. He's some flea bag. I'd like to know who they know in the Democratic Party.
No, he's no flea bag. He is so bright and so successful. Do not underestimate Michael Avenatti. He graduated the top of his class from Georgetown. He has won major lawsuits against all kinds of people around and companies around the country, around the world. I mean, you don't want to go up against Michael Avenatti. He is a very skilled lawyer. Very skilled.
I got a question for you, Tom.
Yeah.
How does an individual like Stormy Daniels end up in his lap?
That is the million-dollar question, Henry.
Thank you.
He did not...
I'm just a small-town boy from Michigan, but I'm going to tell you something. We don't care. She can go flower her flowers, and we could care less.
I love your question, though. It's a question I've been asking. I asked my wife the other night. I said, how did Stormy Daniels get this guy? Somebody linked them up. Somebody, and I will give you I'll give you the political piece to it. Michael Avenatti used to do opposition research when he was either in law school or right after he graduated for Democrats. So maybe the Democrats found him and said, we need a sharp-tooth lawyer to go represent this stripper and this porn star. Because he's really, really, really smart, but his background is, if you want to do the politics in it, he's from the Democrat Party, no question.
Exactly. And the thing is, it stinks as bad as a dress that was held on to for how many years? Give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, these people are just, they got to find something better in life.
Well, if they just find parking tickets and jaywalking tickets... I mean, they might. I'm sure, if you wanted to follow me around, you could probably find me jaywalking. But, I mean, I think this is going to wind up being much to do about nothing. They have to get evidence of a major crime, and they should have gotten it by now, in my opinion. But so far, they haven't. I got in jaywalking tickets. Henry, I got to hit the break, but I do appreciate your call. Phone number is 855-295-6600. You can find my phone number, email address, all the links to the show at TomSullivan.com.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So we have Loretta Lynch talking to NBC, and I want to get to that here shortly. And a piece written by Lanny Davis for the Wall Street Journal op-ed page. Lanny Davis, the former Clinton staffer, his piece is Clinton supporters have some questions for James Comey, because Comey's book is coming out this week or next. And we're going to get overload of Comey giving his version of whatever story it is. Michael in Port Huron, Michigan. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. What you thinking?
Hey, I was just thinking that it seems like we're all not considering the real legal problem here. If this is true with Stormy Daniels and... I think that morality, we can't necessarily legislate it, but that person that you're looking at, our president, if this is true with what had happened, I mean, that's illegal. Adultery. He's got a family. He's got a wife. He's got children.
I don't believe adultery is illegal. Sadly, I don't believe it's illegal. It is in the military, Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's a crime, but it is not a crime for people to have affairs. It is immoral. It's unethical, but it's not illegal.
Well, those last two you just said is enough for me. I mean, unethical. How can you trust anything that's going to happen?
Michael, I think you and I probably would agree on a lot of different values, but this is right out of the pages of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. The roles have reversed. Then the Democrats were saying it doesn't matter what he did on his private time. It matters what he did as president. And now you've got people that from the Democratic Party that are coming along with the Me Too movement and everything else going, oh, Bill Clinton was bad, 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 bad. But in those days, they defended him because he was part of their party. And now the reverse is happening where the Democrats defended Bill Clinton. The Republicans were saying character matters, character counts. And now character doesn't seem to count when it's on the other shoe.
Yeah, that's the issue I think that all Americans got to stop and take a look at. Why doesn't it matter anymore? You know, it's one of the Ten Commandments, and, you know, it's to me, you follow those and you probably run through life with not having a major crisis in your life like what's happened to these two presidents. So, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to say I am, but I just can't see forgetting about it. I mean,
but the public,
you know,
I mean, I just read the Quinnipiac poll says a majority of people believe that Trump and Stormy Daniels had an affair, but the majority of them, it doesn't matter. So here's the problem that comes along with all of this. Even though the media was a different animal back in the 1960s, John Kennedy was probably the most out-of-control, sex-crazed president that we've had in our entire nation's history, and nobody knew about it. Eisenhower had a woman that was his longtime mistress. FDR. We can go down the list of some of our great presidents, and I don't want to say that men of power, that it's tied with that, but there's some relationship there somewhere, and I think you see that with CEOs of companies, with at the Capitol building, the women that are attracted to powerful congressmen. I think this is there's an aphrodisiac somewhere along this that you and I might not agree with, but you got to look at history and go, there's a lot of this that goes on with powerful men, and doesn't make it right, but
right.
I don't think this will lead to any sort of impeachment. They don't like Donald Trump primarily because of the fact that he is doing what he's doing. They don't like his policies. They don't like his brashness, his bravado. Look, his behavior drives me crazy sometimes, too. But
it does me. It does me, too. I have to admit that.
But you've got I want to see him succeed. Because if he succeeds, our country succeeds. So I don't know where this is going to go, but I think if the polling right now, we're a long ways out, if the Democrats get control of the House, will they pull the impeachment card? Maybe. But why do it if the Republicans have control of the Senate? Because you can't convict somebody of an impeachment, just like Bill Clinton, unless you have a strong majority in the U.S. Senate. I don't think it'll happen. So
yeah, I see your point. So okay,
so we'll fight.
We'll
just continue to fight over Bob Mueller. I guess is what it's going to come down to. It's sad because we're at each other's throats.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to weigh in with that thought process and belief and action. So
I'm right there with you, Michael. I think. Your call was great. I appreciate it very much. Mike in Jensen Beach, Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Tom. Great to talk to you.
Likewise.
Yeah, I think there's one way forward for Trump, and that he needs to fire Rosenstein, he needs to fire Sessions, and he needs to keep Mueller. Keep Mueller doing what he's doing. Yeah. And then you appoint another attorney general. He appoints a second special prosecutor. Let Mueller do what he's going to do. Let the second special prosecutor go after the emails, the FISA abuses, and Uranium One. And how about more information, not less information?
Well, a lot of people thought that Jeff Sessions was going to do that, and he did not. He appointed that U.S. attorney out in Utah, and we haven't heard anything about it since. That doesn't mean he's not working, but
that was so he didn't have to appoint another special prosecutor.
Yes, and it would not surprise a soul, including Jeff Sessions, if he did not fired Sessions. He's all but fired him 20 times, so it would not be a surprise.
Well, I've got a question about that, Tom. I'm a retired police officer, and I look at Sessions, and I looked at the way he conducted himself during the campaign, and I look at the way he conducts himself now as attorney general. These are two different people. I mean, do you get the feeling that he could be getting blackmailed into staying on the job? He can't do his job, and he can't quit. That's what it looks like to me.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
I see a man that's so scared. When I see him on TV, I've seen that fear in so many people's eyes that we're guilty, okay? And that fear, when you've seen it 100 times, you never forget it, okay?
Why does Trump keep him?
Now, Rosenstein's totally conflicted. I mean, my God, he signed a FISA warrant, he was one of the investigators on Uranium One.
There is documentation of conflict of interest in the part of Rosenstein, no question about it. Mike, I got to hit the break, but I like your call. I like the way you think.